Well, you notice we come now actually to the third canticle. This is the third song, and it begins at verse 6. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh, and frankincense with all powders of the merchant? And this is a picture, of course, of Solomon as he rode in state throughout his kingdom. And the glory that was Solomon was really something. We're going to get a little description of it here in just a moment. And what we have here is a picture, I think, ought to be of the church today as we are to go through this world as witnesses. And as witnesses, we are also a new man in Christ. We're also an engaged person on the way to meet a bridegroom. And we also are good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And we should move like this through the world. There should be that perfumed with myrrh and frankincense. How wonderful the Lord Jesus is. The myrrh speaks of his death. The frankincense speaks of his life. And both were sweet indeed. Both were glorious. We're going to call attention to that again, I think probably next time. It says, behold his bed, which is Solomon's. Now, this is the couch that he sat upon at mealtime, at that round table where those were gathered around him that were his intimates, where the bride sat with him or reclined with him. But notice, they are living in days of danger. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. Why are they there? They're there for protection. They're the palace guard. They are the secret service that have charge of his person to watch over him. And may I say to you today, I think that the time has come for us to say that we believe today in the deity of Jesus Christ, that he was God manifest in the flesh, and that we reject the teaching of Jesus Christ Superstar. We reject the teaching of liberalism. We reject anything that make him just a human Jesus. He's God manifest in the flesh. That's the picture that we have of him. And they all hold swords, and the sword is the word of God, remember, being expert in war. And we ought to know how to use the word of God. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. We need the word of God. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And that's what good soldiers of Jesus Christ have. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. Now look at this. Out of the cedars of Lebanon, he made the pillars thereof silver, the bottom thereof of gold. Imagine the floor made of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. What beauty there was, but also what tremendous emotion and love that you have displayed here. Therefore, go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Now it says his mother crowned him. Well, you want to read the story. David didn't want to crown him. Fact of the matter is, there was another son of David that was carrying on a better strategy to try to get to the throne himself. He wanted to run for king and become king. And David wasn't doing anything about it. And the reason, his favorite son, Absalom, had been killed. And he didn't seem to have too much heart for Solomon. And so Nathan came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, said, we better get busy because this other boy may become king. And so she went with Nathan to King David. And then King David said, well, bring him in. We'll make him king. And that's when this boy, Solomon, was made king. And I like the way that it's stated here. His mother crowned him. It was his mother that was interested in him, and it was his mother. And not actually David, though he is David's son here. Now, it says, behold King Solomon. Well, this is a picture of Christ. Behold him. Behold him. in his birth. Behold him in his life. Behold him in his death. Behold him in his resurrection. Behold him in his glory, and behold him as the one who's coming. My friend, the solution to the problems of life are found in Jesus Christ. Now, I don't like the expression, Jesus is the answer, or Christ is the answer. I want to know what the question is. And you tell me what the question is, and then the Lord Jesus will furnish you the answer.